Turning youthful aggression into a constructive career is behind a mentorship program set up by one of the biggest names in New Zealand's thriving mixed martial arts scene. Dan Hooker is ranked fifth in the UFC's lightweight division, just one spot behind Irish megastar Conor McGregor. But the fighter known as the Hangman isn't content with hanging his hat on his own career. Clay Wilson and video journalist Dan Cook went to discover more about Dan Hooker's passion to bring through the next generation of Kiwi combat sports talent.
Watching on over a class at his Combat Academy gym in Auckland, Dan Hooker has plenty of reason to smile. The Kiwi UFC star loves to coach just as much as he loves to compete.
This sport saved me. This sport gave my aggression a direction, and I could channel it into this is the most constructive thing you could possibly do with your aggression.
That first-hand experience is also behind the mentorship program Hooker has created. The program offers aspiring youngsters several perks, most notably the chance to have their career guided by Hooker himself. Trials for the second edition of the program are set for this Saturday, with 70 invited from a list of 120 applicants. Hooker says it's a process about much more than just strength, skill and athleticism.
I'm looking for those intangibles. I'm looking for those natural gifts that some people possess. And to find them, you have to do some pretty deep digging, let's say that.
Aaron Toe knows just how tough the day will be. One of two winners when Hooker first put mentorships up for grabs in 2018, he remembers the grueling testing process and what got him over the line very well.
My spirit kind of just took over and it ignited a bit of a flame inside me that just, I knew that this was the place that I wanted to be, and I was going to fight for it like it was my life.
Determination driven by a challenging upbringing. Raised in Rahiri, a small settlement in rural Northland, Toe grew up around domestic violence and gang affiliation. Initiated by his mother, a move to Australia during his teen years brought some stability. But Toe says finding MMA was the real catalyst for change. And after winning the scholarship under Hooker and moving back to New Zealand with his young family, he's setting an important example for those close to him.
For all of my nephews and nieces and cousins and friends, there's a new way to live now. Like, you can channel all those things that are inside you that could have defined you in a bad way, you know, people could frown upon you for, and now I'm channeling them into something that's so positive. Someone wants to pay me to do it.
For Tururai Te Wano, Saturday's trial day is the next step in reaching the same place. The 20-year-old moved north from Tomaranui just 3 months ago and says MMA has also been an avenue to turn her life in a positive direction.
I was in a spot where I didn't know what I was going to do and didn't really, like, wasn't working towards anything, wasn't challenging myself for about 3 years of just doing nothing, and then this just made me work, and I've been working.
That includes being at the gym 6 days a week while also working as a kohanga reo teacher. Te Wano says the success being had by Hooker and several other Kiwis on the world stage, including world champion Israel Adesanya, makes it easier to stay motivated.
That energy, it goes across everyone, so everyone here is inspired by them. So then you're just feeding off others' energy that they've got from Dan and the rest of the team.
The inspiration flows both ways. Hooker says coaching and helping the next generation gives him more than enough fuel to balance his own busy career and responsibilities at his gym.
I'm going to be fighting for a very long time, so if I wait until I finish, I feel like I would have missed out potentially 10 years of building something. So it's just building something, building a gym, building a community with the knowledge, with the skills I have that can help as many people as I can.
That process continues on Saturday. And having had 2 years with Dan Hooker in his corner, Aaron Toe says it's an opportunity which can't be overstated.
This opportunity could change someone's life. And it has for me. It's fully changed my life.
Moti hotaka o te ahi pō nei, ko Clay Wilson aho.